The judicial arm of government is often refined as the last hope of the common man. Painfully in Nigeria currently, from the Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, High Court to magistrate and customary courts, the last hope of the common man is under lock due to work boycott embarked upon by workers under the auspices of the Judicial Staff Union of Nigeria, JUSUN. The situation is the same at the various houses of assembly across the 36 states of the country as legislative workers under the umbrella of the Parliamentary Staff Association of Nigeria, PASAN, are also on indefinite strike. In an interview with Radio Nigeria in Oshogbo, chairman of JUSUN, Osun State Chapter, Mr. Gbenga Eludiri, and his counterpart in PASAN, Osun State, Alhaji Adekunle Adesina, explained that their action was the last resort to compel state executives to obey the provision of the constitution granting financial autonomy to the legislative and the judicial arm of government. Commenting on the development, a member of the Osun State House of Assembly, Mr. Adeyemi Adewumi, observed that it was unfortunate that the executive would allow such an intra-governmental matter to degenerate into strike action by workers.
The kind of politics we are having in Nigeria is unfortunate once again because the party kind of politics that we do, we don't have independent minds in the House of Assembly, not only Osun State, in all the other states of the federation, you understand, the party system.
In his own comment, a civil society activist, Mr. Oluwole Oladapo, described the strike as a right democratic step to promote independence of the arms of government for ease of checks and balances.
In the last 20 years, the executive arm of government at both the national and state levels have enjoyed this privilege of having the two other arms come to them cap in hand each time. So it is timely. It is also one of the ways by which our democracy could be salvaged and saved.
Also speaking, a public affair analyst, Mr. David Adedeji, pointed out that the refusal of the various state executives to respect the constitution was part of the factors promoting impunity in the country.
I would describe the current situation in this country as impunity because the executive arm that should enforce the law, they are the one who are doing the otherwise now.
An Oshogbo-based legal practitioner, Mr. Henry Odunayo, pleaded with the executive to show more commitment to making democratic governance more functional in Nigeria by respecting the constitution, status, and more importantly, decisions of courts. Section 121, subsection 3 of the 1999 constitution as amended provides in part that in the consolidated revenue, money meant for state legislature and judiciary shall be paid directly to the heads of the institution. And to further give enforcement credence to this provision, President Muhammadu Buhari signed Executive Order 10 in May last year, which makes it compulsory for the 36 states to include the allocations of the legislature and judiciary in the first line charge of their budget. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinola, Radio Nigeria.